But the market interest rate is defined as the risk-free rate plus the sector spread. So in essence, that sector spread and the variability of that sector spread is going to impact your effectiveness testing. That's why you get blown out of the water in terms of your effectiveness analysis. Sector spread is, say, you're a real estate company, so maybe you're a double B or triple B versus the risk-free rate. So that would add 250 basis points to the risk-free rate. And depending on what happens in the markets, it can change anywhere between 150 and 450. Say there's a flight to quality, in terms of everybody wants to go to U.S. Treasuries, sector spreads are going to widen. Nobody's going to want to buy your paper. You're going to have to increase your rates in order to receive funding. So that variability of the sector spread is what impacts effectiveness analysis. This is a very, very technical content, so I want to make sure everybody understands this, because this hits home in terms of the cash flow hedging.